time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Carbon County Commissioner Casey Hopes. And in the holiday season, it's starting to get that time. Thought we'd bring him in and talk about some of the great things that are going to be happening around the county that you can go out and enjoy and get yourself into the holiday spirit. And you know what? Because there are plenty of great things that go on here in our area to get you outdoors and having fun. And they're all, you know, Christmas themed and those kinds of things. Plus, we're going to wrap up with something that's very important. And we try and talk about it, taking care of our neighbors and our friends and everything. We'll talk about that as well. Commissioner Hopes, thank you so much for coming in today.
Hey, thanks for letting me come in. It's always a pleasure to be here and talk to the community about what's going on. So
let's dive right in. And you know, we kind of talked about the fact that there are a lot of things that are going on between now and the end of the year that, you know, get people in that mood and get you in the spirit. And one of them actually kicks off this week. Couple of them do, actually.
Yep, absolutely. So the first one I wanted to talk about is the Christmas tree regalia. That's a benefit for the Children's Justice Center. That's going to be happening November 10th through December 2nd. And that's going to be in the old Sears building. You've probably seen the green and red wrapping paper on the windows and stuff. They're getting that all decorated, and it's really for an important cause, to benefit the Children's Justice Center and all the work that goes on there and the children that they serve there. So it's a really good thing.
And I think it's good. This used to be out at the event center, and they moved it all to downtown Price. Businesses opened up their doors to let people have trees in there and those kinds of things. You can walk downtown Main Street in Price and see all the beautiful trees. And then, yeah, they've got the big Christmas store set up in the old Sears building there on Carbon Avenue. Go start your Christmas shopping early. It's never too soon.
That's right. The next big event is the Best Christmas Pageant Ever. That's November 10th through the 19th. It starts at 7 p.m., and that's going to be held at Mount Harmon. This is our community theater group. They always do a great job. If you haven't ever been to one of their plays, go enjoy it. It's a good way to get into the spirit of the season of Thanksgiving, as well as moving into Christmas and that spirit of giving. So,
and they told me, I talked to them just the other day, they told me that you will walk out of the show, you will be singing Christmas carols by the time you walk out of the show. It'll get you into that kind of a mood and that kind of spirit. And that's going to be a really fun, great show that's coming up. Yeah, and that, once again, get out for that one.
That's awesome. And then the last one I wanted to talk about is Utah's Christmas Town. There's probably other events, so these are just the ones that I can come up or I came up with. But Utah's Christmas Town is coming up. The craft fair for that will be November 18th. But the parade, the light show, the light parade, is December 2nd and 3rd. And they're looking for more floats. This is their 33rd annual, and just call down there, and if you have the ability to put in a float for the light parade, they're always looking for more entrants.
And they always have parameters, but you know what? The fun ones always when a family gets together. I mean, you can put lights on your side-by-side and be considered a float, and you're always looking for more because this is one of those things, as long as the weather holds, you don't want it to end. It's a lot of fun. And then, of course, head up on Saturday night, my personal favorite night because we have fireworks after. So yeah. Anytime you can put fireworks out there, we're in good shape.
And you don't have to worry about a big fire going on because things, you know, it's cold enough. I don't think anything's going to really go.
and maybe there will be snow on the ground. I don't know. I can't see that far into the future. Yeah. But, yeah, there's so many great things. I know we have a performance of the Nutcracker that's coming up, all kinds of great things that are going on in our community just to get you into the holiday spirit. And we talked right before we came on, and speaking of the holiday spirit, you know, now is a perfect time to make sure your friends, your neighbors, if you've got some that, you know, have a little trouble getting around, the elderly, get out and make sure that they're taken care of. And that's really what it's all about, too, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, times are a little bit tough with inflation and different things that are happening around the country. You know, there's a lot of anger. But I'm a firm believer that no matter what your situation is, if you can find somebody to serve, you're going to be happier. It just works. So look out for your elderly neighbors or maybe the disabled or somebody around you. Make sure that, hey, make sure that their swamp cooler is winterized. Make sure that their hoses are put away. Help them out a little bit. If it snows, go help them clear their sidewalks. It'll make you feel better in the end of the day.
And just get out and, yeah, just go over really and ask. Or sometimes, you know what, maybe you know them well enough, you don't even have to ask. Just get out there and start helping and doing what you can, because that's part of the season, too. And it's all about giving back. It really is. Getting's nice, but giving back is more important.
The giving brings a whole lot more joy than receiving.
That's right. So. All right, Commissioner Hopes, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us all about things going on in Carbon County. It's going to be a great holiday season. And, you know, weather, let's hope for a big snowstorm.
I'm hoping for a lot of snow because, you know, down at Carbon Rec, they've got those snowshoes, they've got cross-country skis, and eventually when it gets cold enough, they're going to have ice skates. So you could go out and have all kinds of recreational fun around the area if we get the right weather.
All right. That's all we need. We need that, and that to fill up Schofield a little bit more.
Yes.
All right, Commissioner Hopes, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.